This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I want to wish you all a very happy new year, our first broadcast of 2019, and we pledge to bring you all the most important health information that can make a difference in your life to you in 2019, just as we have for the past 30 plus years, the longest continuous doctor-hosted radio program in the United States. We're very proud to say that Intelligent Medicine has been around for a long time and is here to stay in yet another new year. 877-726-8255 is our number for calls and questions. We invite you to participate in the program today. And we're live, so you can come directly into the doctor's office and pose your question. 877-726-TALK. We got lots to talk about today. And I'm going to start with some reflections on traveling, because I'm just back from a 10-day sojourn in the country of Belgium, visiting relatives and in-laws. And so let's talk a little bit about traveling and its relationship to health status. You know, it's the American dream. Work hard, save money, put your nose to the grindstone, minimize those vacations. But then you retire at around 65. And then you start traveling to see the world, right? Because this is deferred gratification, something you've been planning to do, you know, the bucket list and so on and so forth. Visit Europe, see all the sites of the major capitals, go to Asia, say, perhaps see the Great Wall of China, go to Africa, maybe you're going to go on safari, or maybe trek in the Alps. It's something that you really need to think about, because traveling really is for the young and hardy. Because, well, during my trip to Belgium, you know, I'm a highly trained triathlete, and yet it was a bit of an endurance trip, because walking most days 8 to 10 miles over ragged cobblestones. Most of the streets in Belgium date back to medieval times, where they used cobblestones. And you see the Belgians on bikes. There are literally hundreds and hundreds of bikes parked in railroad stations. People commute by train, and then they jump on their bikes and they ride home. One of my relatives there, he's a doctor. He frequently rides to work 6 or 8 miles on a daily basis. And yes, they still make house calls over there. I ran into him on the street in the small town where we're staying, Leuven, Belgium. And he was carrying a black bag, and we had a little conversation. He said, well, I'm off to do my house calls. The Belgians drink a lot of beer, tons of French fries, waffles. You can't go 10 feet without running into a chocolate store over there. And yet they seem to do okay. I didn't see a lot of really obese Belgians, maybe some with a little bit of a prosperous belly, but the vast majority of them are incredible. It was not unusual to see a 70 or 75-year-old woman riding a bike across bouncy cobblestones that are often wet because humidity there is usually 105%. It's usually gray and drizzling on a typical winter day in Belgium, and they have these panniers on their bicycles. So they go shopping on their bicycles well into their 60s and 70s. They're a rugged lot. But you, the tourist, you're hitting your bucket list of places that you want to go. What could possibly go wrong when you travel? Well, you got to be thinking about this, because I would say that the average 65-year-old is probably not as highly trained as I am. And yet I found at times it was challenging, you know, going up and down the stairs to visit cathedrals and monuments, and traversing slippery, irregular cobblestones. What could go wrong? Well, is your heart okay, for example? I got a little bit of a cardiac stress test on arrival at Brussels Airport because I realized that I'd left my cell phone on my seat in the plane, and you can't go back to the plane. So I was running around Brussels Airport after a night of sleep deprivation on the overnight flight, trying to locate my cell phone. And believe you me, that got my heart rate going up, and luckily I was in pretty good shape. It was a combination of the running and the anxiety that got my heart going, and luckily I withstood this. I was able to retrieve the cell phone after some consternation, but your cardiac status is going to be challenged on some of these trips, because there's a lot of logistics. And what about gastro and urinary problems? I mean, you know, bathrooms are few and far between when you're traveling. And in some parts of the world, for example, Belgium, you actually need change to go to the bathroom. You need to pay half a euro when you're lucky enough to find a bathroom in unfamiliar coinage that you're digging around in your pocket for. So you got to make sure that your GI tract and your urinary tract are behaving themselves, because otherwise it's going to be an arduous journey. What about joint problems? Well, a wrong step could cause a knee problem or a hip problem, a twist of your ankle. You can develop back problems from sitting on that plane for 8 to 9 hours at a time. It's not for the feeble-hearted to undertake trips like this. I recall one situation where I was just leaving a very ancient building in Leuven, and I was standing on the steps, and a little kid darted in front of me, and I was looking at my cell phone looking for directions, and all of a sudden I found myself projected into space, ready to plummet down the steps and do a face plant on the hard cobblestones 30 feet below. And then I caught my balance, but this could have been catastrophic in the middle of a trip. Hopefully there are good orthopedists in the places that you're going to be visiting, because, well, many of my patients come back from Europe with this or that or the other musculoskeletal problem. Sitting on a plane for long period of time is a recipe for developing a respiratory infection. That could ruin a trip. And if you've got bad lungs or bad sinuses, all the worse for you. Attacks of vertigo could compromise your enjoyment. Dental problems. You know, you hope that those fillings and bridges in your teeth don't act up while you're traveling in a remote part of the world, because those things have a way of happening when it's least convenient. Also, allergies. I personally have difficulty when I consume wheat and dairy, and, oh, by the way, beer, which is ubiquitous in Belgium. But it's hard to eat a strictly paleo diet hunting around for restaurants and places that don't serve up bread and cheese and all kinds of allergenic stuff. Can be a challenge when you travel. So I guess the message is, if you want to travel, condition yourself while you're here, work out, maintain flexibility and strength, don't hit the travel route without a little bit of pre-training. And another message is, don't wait till you're too old to travel to undertake challenging forays abroad, because it isn't always easy if you've been sitting around in front of the TV, maybe walking the dog around the block, to undertake a walking tour of some of the most beautiful parts and remained unscathed. But it sometimes isn't easy when you're on the road. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we'll be taking your phone calls this hour and next. So come directly into the doctor's office and join us. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to ensure your skeletal health. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Bone Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links from my supplement starter kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. As always, I strive to provide you with the tools you need to make informed choices beyond the cookie-cutter care of today's healthcare system, and these new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Got indigestion, gas, bloating? Your symptoms could be caused by an imbalance of the good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract. Stress, fast food, x-rays, antibiotics, they are all a part of modern life. They can decrease your good intestinal bacteria, leading to a rise of bad bacteria and then digestive distress. Make 2019 the year you tackle your digestive concerns head-on. Rebuild your good intestinal bacteria with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, a worldwide leader in probiotic health for over 30 years. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's will help improve your digestive well-being. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics will help you feel better. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online. Get your digestion under control today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and a very happy new year to our listeners. We got lots of stuff to discuss on today's program, so let's start with this one. This is an issue that I've been talking about, from practically the beginning of my radio career. I expressed concerns about the potential toxicity of artificial sweeteners, and I remember debating an executive from Monsanto on my radio program, which was then live on WOR in New York City. Monsanto complained when I talked about the potential hazards of NutraSweet. And so in a concession to Monsanto, I said, well, let me debate one of your top scientific experts on the subject of the safety of NutraSweet. And they maintain that no problem, it's beneficial, helps people lose weight, great for diabetics. And then I posed the question to this gentleman who was well on in age. He looked like he was in his 60s or perhaps 70. I said, do you have grandchildren? And he said, yes. And I said, well, how much of this stuff, how many glasses of NutraSweet sweetened diet cola would you allow your little 3-year-old granddaughter to consume? And that question floored him. He said, well, he hemmed and hawed. And I said, well, if it's really that safe, wouldn't it be perfectly fine for your granddaughter to consume as much of it as she wants? There's no sugar, there's no calories. And I had him on that. Well, now, fast forward 30 years, and there's a big review in the British Medical Journal, an authoritative scientific journal, which concludes that, quote, there is no compelling evidence for the health benefits of non-sugar sweeteners. They say that the weight of evidence might hint at benefits, but the full picture is yet to emerge. And they say that what they wanted to look at was weight, blood sugar control, oral health, cancer, cardiovascular disease, kidney disease, mood, behavior. And overall, the results show that for most outcomes, there's no statistically significant or clinically relevant difference between those who took the non-sugar sweeteners and those who didn't. So is there really an advantage? Well, according to this very, very detailed review, no compelling evidence for health benefits. But here's a new disturbing story, and it comes to us from Clinical and Experimental Ophthalmology. It's a medical journal that concerns itself with eye diseases. Diet soda linked to increased risk for diabetic retinopathy. Well, why would it cause diabetic retinopathy? There's no sugar in this stuff. Diet soft drinks have been marketed as a healthier option to regular soft drinks. So if you're diabetic, you're going to drink them. But what they found was that compared with no consumption, high levels of diet soft drink consumption was linked to an approximately 2.5 times increased odds of having what's called proliferative diabetic retinopathy, which can threaten vision and cause blindness. So what is in that stuff, other than sugar, that's toxic to the tiny blood vessels in your eyes? Well, yet another downside to the use of artificial sweeteners, which we know don't help people lose weight, may help some people, unfortunately, gain weight, disturb the microbiome. Maybe that's one of the reasons why metabolism has changed, cause digestive symptoms, and on it goes. Here's an item that suggests that patients with metabolic syndrome, this is now 1 in 3 individuals in countries like the U.S. and most countries of Europe and the advanced world, metabolic syndrome patients may need more vitamin C. They say that's important news for the estimated 35% of the U.S. adult population that suffers from the syndrome, characterized by increased waist circumference, increased triglycerides, borderline or elevated hemoglobin A1C, elevated cholesterol and low HDL. That's metabolic syndrome, the big driver of cardiovascular risk. Well, what happens in metabolic syndrome is there's chronic low-grade inflammation in the body. And research in a journal called Redox Biology suggests that metabolic syndrome results in vitamin C depletion and also may call for higher amounts of vitamin E. They suggest that vitamin C and E offer defense against the oxidative stress brought on by the inflammation and the associated free radicals that are present in people who have metabolic syndrome. So if you're in that highly significant cohort of Americans, 1/3 of Americans, consider extra vitamin C and vitamin E to break that inflammatory cycle. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. We're going to be taking a very, very interesting call from the Medicine Hunter. He's Chris Killam, and he's an expert on nutraceuticals. That's coming up. Stay tuned. What if there was one simple pill that could help support your energy, vitality, and cardiovascular function? Well, introducing new and improved Green Tea CR Phytosome formula from Purity Products. It's the power of three of nature's top superfoods, a clinically tested green tea plus curcumin and resveratrol, all in one simple capsule. It's potent, clinically tested, and it works to promote your energy, vitality, cardio health, immunity, and antioxidant defense. The secret behind Green Tea CR is its phytosome matrix, which boosts its green tea power by over 200% compared to regular green tea. Our friends at Purity Products have a free bottle for you today to put to the test. Just pay $4.95 for shipping. Even better, call now and get a second free bottle. Purity's B12 Energy Melts. That's your second free gift. Again, for your free bottles of Green Tea CR and B12 Energy Melts, call 1-800-218-6030. That's 1-800-218-6030. Again, 1-800-218-6030. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Very happy New Year to you. And now for something completely different. Chris Killam who I've known for a long time, he's also known as the Medicine Hunter, is standing by. The Wall Street Journal has called Chris, quote, a real-life Indiana Jones. And you may have seen Chris on the top doctor's shows or on CBS or PBS or Fox News. Chris travels to the most remote places on Earth to find natural remedies that'll transform your body and mind. And he's been doing it for decades. We're lucky to have him on the line with us today. So today I asked Chris to identify for our intelligent medicine audience three of the hottest superfoods on the planet. What are they? What they can do for you? That's the theme of our discussion. Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Great, Ron. You know, it's been a few years, but I would pick your voice out of a crowd of hundreds. You doing well?
Very well, thank you. And it's been a long time. You were actually among my first guests in the 1980s and then again in the 1990s. You've been a perennial contributor to Intelligent Medicine. How are you doing? Are you still traveling hither and thither and yon to hunt down the most promising nutraceuticals?
I am. You know, I really got bitten by the travel to exotic bug-infested locales bug very hard, Ron, and I just haven't had any inclination to stop or slow down. It's always a matter of, you know, what project's next and, you know, where to fly to. So it's been great, actually. I really enjoy it. I like getting out there and seeing the medicinal plants in the cultures where they originate and bringing them to people here so that people can, as you know, enjoy better health.
So it's not possible for our audience members to travel to Micronesia and Peru, the South American Andes, and remote parts of Africa and Australia to track down some of these esoteric ingredients. So you boiled it down conveniently to three super nutrients that you really think deserve priority. What are those, please?
Well, when I think of the so-called super nutrients, those things that have not only long, extensive use, but also really huge bodies of good science, and you know good science very well. I mean, that's one of your areas of expertise. I come up with green tea and a concentrated green tea extract, turmeric, you know, especially the derivative from turmeric, curcumin, and resveratrol from red wine. And, you know, apropos of my traveling around the world, I've, you know, investigated these in their host countries. I've been in the green tea plantations throughout India and China and Southeast Asia. And with turmeric, I've done a similar thing in China and India and Thailand, exploring that plant. And, you know, I meet a lot of top researchers who are involved with these different crops and medicines. And with resveratrol, you know, I've been fortunate to be in a number of good wine producing areas in Europe, California, Chile, and South Africa. And resveratrol, you know, comes from red wine grapes. So in my estimation, green tea, curcumin, and resveratrol are really at the top of the list of health enhancers that we can all benefit from, Ron.
Something that we should get, you know, that we should all have in our nutritional arsenal. So let's focus on green tea first, and we can take our time discussing some of the scientific bona fides of green tea. Obviously, a popular beverage worldwide. I think the vast majority of Americans find green tea maybe a little daunting. They prefer coffee or ordinary tea. So how can we access the benefits of green tea in a supplement?
Well, okay, that's a great question. You know, we know from extensive studies, you're probably really familiar with the China study done between Cornell and Oxford a few years back that assessed the dietary habits of people throughout China and their health, you know, their health condition. And basically what they found is something that we pretty much knew anyway, that people who drink a lot of green tea, you know, are just healthier overall from a cardiovascular standpoint, from a reduced risk of other health troubles. And, but the question has persisted, you know, what about an extract? Is it the same? And fortunately, there have been a few good human studies that have shown that if you take a green tea extract, if you're not a green tea drinker, you can still get the identical benefits provided the extract is well made. So, you know, when I think about people's lifestyles, I think about what's going to be convenient and realistic. If you can say to somebody, hey, drink 3-4 cups of green tea a day, and they'll do it, well, good. But most people aren't going to do that. And that's why an extract, a really concentrated extract of green tea is useful and helpful.
So there's some new technology available for making the beneficial compounds in green tea more accessible. Green tea phytosome seems to be the state of the art. Can you tell us about that?
Well, sure. You know, there's no reason that people who don't make a career of this would really know much about this, Ron. But just like any other type of goods that you can think of, whether it's clothing or furniture or electronics or anything, you've got good versions and bad versions of things. And basically with herbal extracts, the idea is not only having the right herb, but also making sure that it's well absorbed by the body. And this phytosome technology basically enrobes the microscopic green tea extract compounds in a sort of a lipid, enrobes them in lipids. And what that means is that the green tea is absorbed much, much better. So a smaller amount of extract will actually give you a greater benefit than a larger amount of an extract that isn't enrobed. So just as with all other technologies, we see in the extraction scene, a real effort to make botanicals that get into the bloodstream well, that are really efficient. And when we found this, green tea phytosome extract, as far as I can figure, this extract, because it has a number of good human clinical studies to back it up, probably is the very best green tea extract out there today.
Now, the question of phytosomes becomes particularly important when it comes to another ingredient in the formula, in green tea CR phytosome formula, which is curcumin. And there's a lot of controversy about curcumin. I've heard it said, yeah, curcumin, very interesting compound, but it's just not bioavailable. If you take, curry powder, or if you take ordinary kitchen turmeric, a very, very tiny percentage is going to get to essential parts of the body, like the brain, for example, where it really can do the job to prevent, amyloid plaques that lead to Alzheimer's. So yeah, great concept, but just we got to work on the bioavailability. What does the phytosome technology do to amp up the efficacy of the curcumin?
Well, first of all, I want to say that this has been an issue that health experts have dealt with actually for a couple of thousand years, Ron. And when you go back to the early texts of Ayurveda, the 5,000-year-old Indian system of health, they say that to make sure that you get the benefits of the turmeric root, you want to chop it up and boil it in fatty buffalo milk.
Right.
Probably got people thinking, okay, this guy's like totally jumped the shark. I'm not going to go looking for fatty buffalo milk. What's he talking about? The whole idea is that when you boil this turmeric root in fatty buffalo milk, the fat in the milk takes the resinous compounds in the turmeric root and makes them really readily absorbed. Mm-hmm. And basically the phytosome technology enrobing the curcumin, the powerful yellow colorant that is in turmeric root, enrobing that in lipids does something similar. It radically increases absorption. And we looked around and, found a phytosome-enrobed turmeric extract, a curcumin called Mareva. And as far as I can figure, its absorption is at least as good as any other out there, and maybe better than all the rest. So, one of the challenges, and this for yourself, is finding in any category, whether it's ginkgo, cranberry, whatever, finding the best in class product, the product that's really going to deliver the health benefits that people want when they choose that product.
Well, I'm really glad that you chose the Mareva brand of curcumin, that specific formulation, because that really is among the highest quality formulations of curcumin available. So this is not just a mishmash of ingredients. This is you really selected very high-quality delivery systems for the ingredients in green TCR phytosome formula. So let's pause because we have some commercial obligations. And when we return, I'm going to share with listeners a special offer courtesy of the folks at Purity Products, the makers of green TCR phytosome formula. We'll be right back with more of Chris Killam, the medicine hunter. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly one in three Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients. Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and we're talking to the medicine hunter. He's Chris Killam, and before we get back to our discussion, I want to share a special offer from the folks at Purity Products. Okay, here's your chance. It's a free bottle giveaway just for our Intelligent Medicine listeners of the new green TCR formula. And here's how this works. You just pay a little bit for shipping and handling. That's just $4.95. And you get to put Chris Killam's green TCR phytosome formula to the test. Purity Products has been taking great care of their customers since 1993. That's a great track record, and they're allowing my audience here on Intelligent Medicine to let you try this formula for free so you can see what a difference it can make in your life. Call this number, 1-800-218-6030. That's 1-800-218-6030. And there's more good news. If you're among the first 1,000 callers today, Purity will also include a free bottle of the delicious B12 Energy Melts. That's your second free gift when you call them right now. Call now and claim your two free bottles. That's 1-800-218-6030, 1-800-218-6030 for the special offer. So back to Chris Killam. Chris, of course, has been everywhere. They call him the Indiana Jones of nutraceuticals. He's been on a relentless discovery process across all five continents, looking for the best ingredients, the top ingredients that can affect human health. And he's boiled it down to three in his latest formula, which is green TCR phytosome formula. Chris, let's get back to green tea. Because, you know, let me just say from the outset that I am not a big fan of diet pills, you know, magic pills that make the pounds melt off effortlessly as you kick back in your lazy boy and, you know, watch two NFL football playoff games in a row, as I plan to do this afternoon.
Yeah, but you don't like those because they don't work.
Exactly. But there's some intriguing
reason why they make bogus claims and they just don't work.
Yeah, but there's some intriguing information about green tea. And while it's not going to make the pounds melt off effortlessly if you don't do the work, you know, the right diet and the right exercise program, tell us about the potential thermogenic effects of green tea. That's always an interesting subject.
Well, we've seen in the literature, actually going back to the 80s, both with animal studies and with people, some weight reduction with green tea in different trials, and it's been interesting. And what we know is that green tea has a thermogenic effect. It helps to increase the burn rate of the calories in our bodies, and this it would, you know, at first glance, you'd think, well, okay, well, that's due to the caffeine. But in point of fact, there have been a number of studies, including with the green tea phytosome that we were talking about a few minutes ago, which is decaffeinated, so it has no caffeine in it, showing this thermogenic activity. And you're right. I never want to give false hope for people trying to stabilize their weight because, you know, there's false hope in all directions out there. But what we've seen, there's one study I want to tell you about. It's pretty fascinating. There were 100 subjects, so 49 men, 50 women. And basically, they were in a group together, a somewhat calorie-restricted diet, some basic exercise every day. And this group took, half of the group took 150 milligrams of the green tea phytosome twice daily. The other half of the group didn't take any. And interestingly enough, with that being the only modifying factor, the group that had the modified diet and the exercise and the green tea extract together had twice the weight reduction of the group that just had the modified diet and the exercise. So for sure, if you are also paying attention to your calories, if you are in some way active, you know, taking a walk, going to the gym, swimming, whatever it is that you do, getting on a bicycle, something, we know that green tea extract, at least this green tea phytosome extract, will help you with your weight reduction.
Let's switch gears and talk about neurodegenerative disease, because this is a big scourge of America. We really don't have effective treatments for this. As Americans live longer, we're saving lives through, you know, heroic measures. But the statistics are really daunting, and so many people will be suffering from Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, various forms of dementia, mental decline. What are some of the effects of the three ingredients in green tea CR, phytosome formula that may forestall some of these changes?
Well, I would really zero in, Ron, on the curcumin for this, the derivative of turmeric. We have seen, I mean, just to give your listeners a sense, and they probably know this already because I'm sure you've covered curcumin many times, but there are about 1,500 or more papers on PubMed, on the National Institutes of Health database for turmeric root and curcumin. And what we know is that if you get a well-absorbed turmeric, and that could mean you eat, you know, a huge oily curry with a half a pound of turmeric in it every day, or you're taking a supplement, you see a reduction in the development of beta amyloid plaque. That's something you mentioned earlier, and beta amyloid plaque shows up in the brainstem in cases of Alzheimer's and in cases of other neurodegenerative disorders. So while there's still a lot of controversy about how causal it is, we know that it happens in Alzheimer's. And so one of the things that we can say about curcumin is it helps to reduce that. And also in animal studies a few years back, we actually saw a reduction and elimination of existing plaque with curcumin. But more than that, our entire nervous system, so from our toes to the top of our heads, all of our nerves need actually factors, what we call neuroprotective factors, that actually coat them and that help them to stay healthy. And this is maybe the biggest action of curcumin at all relative to the brain. It causes the formation of new healthy neuroprotective factors. And when you look at high turmeric consuming populations, you see lower rates of these neurodegenerative disorders. So it could be that we're really onto something more than with any other substance with turmeric.
Chris, I want to wrap up to just give listeners the 411 on how to get green tea CR phytosome. The number to call is 1-800-218-6030. That's 1-800-218-6030. $4.95 for shipping and handling. And there's a bonus, B12 Energy Melts, 1-800-218-6030. Thanks for joining us, Chris. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.